information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Nah, it ain't rocket science when we're talking about caffeine, is it? Oh, I think it is. I think people get so confused about caffeine. And as well, is it good for you? Is it bad for you? Should you have it? Should you not? Well, here's my take. Okay, and I know that sometimes I'm a hypocrite, so sometimes you just have to do what I say and don't do what I do. I'm just going to put it out there because I'm human. And quite honestly, like, I think a large portion of the population love the cup of joe in the morning. There's so much ritual about it. There's so much aroma about it. There's so many senses that get completely elicited with that cup of joe, with that coffee and the caffeine. However, here's the bottom line, okay? And I'm going to listen to myself because this week, guess what? It's a detox week for me because I do believe in ebb and flow, right? So I do believe in the natural sort of rhythms of this world and our lives. And sometimes you detox and sometimes you detox and sometimes you detox and sometimes you retox.
And sometimes this week, that's the same day.
This week I am completely focused on the detox part. So I'm doing coffee enemas. I am doing castor oil packs over my liver.
Ooh, good.
I'm juicing with kale, beets, celery, lemon. Let me see what else I had this morning. It was in there. Oh, ginger was in there. I'm going for it. Because here's the thing, coffee and caffeine in general, okay, because we're talking about energy. Everybody has a want for energy these days, it seems like. And so we're talking about a caffeine-free energy. Where can you get it outside of the caffeine? Coffee, any other source of caffeine, whether it be Red Bulls or Monsters or you name those crazy, you know, jacked up juices that people take in, they are going to be loan shark energy suppliers. And if you've ever
bad borrowers, yep,
yes, you're like, here, yeah, sure, you can have this energy, go ahead, you can have this, go ahead, yep, you got it. But you guess what? You're gonna have to pay me back, and then you're gonna have to pay me back and then some. So what can we do? Well, I was thinking about this, and there's been some amazing research and health promoting information on the little brown fruit called kiwi.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about kiwi?
Love them. I love them. And if I can, I'm just not good at them. I've got to get my wife, she can peel them off like quick. And mine just ends up in mush. So I just have to build my kiwi skill. I have to get a little patience.
No, you know what you have to do? Here's what you have to do. And I know that people think I'm a crazy, absolute crazy nut job. But I do not peel my kiwis.
You eat the brown?
I eat the brown. I make sure it's clean, organic, and I eat the brown.
Oh, I'd love the fiber. I just didn't know you could. There's rules of fruit, and I'm not always up on my fruit rules.
No, and I think I throw most fruit rules. I eat watermelon rinds. I eat apple cores. Okay, so here's the thing about kiwis, and we're talking about caffeine-free energy. An average kiwi, we're looking at about a 98 calorie, okay? We've got about 133 milligrams of vitamin C. We've got a nice source of fiber-induced carbohydrates, so complex carbohydrates. There's even a little
slow
protein in there.
Slow sugar rise, right.
Yes,
right.
Slow, so that blood sugar doesn't have to spike.
Nice and even.
And so,
great fiber.
Calcium, vitamin E, iron. So we're looking at antioxidants, right? So C, A, and E, they're all there, okay? And we're looking at, so these nutrients from the kiwi fruit, we're talking about each kiwi having approximately less than 45 calories, all right? 11 grams of those great carbohydrates, 3 grams of fat, 2.5 grams of fiber, and a gram of protein. So it is excellent for energy. I mean, it's so balanced, I think, in its nutrients.
Yeah, it's really balanced in that slow rise in sugar because the fiber. Listeners out there, when we as physicians are looking at fruit that we like for our diabetics or for anybody, it's stuff that has a lot of fiber in it, like apples. And so the sugar doesn't spike like it does with fruit juice or white bread or something. The sugar slowly releases from the fiber in it, giving you a nice even energy. And so rather than having to over protein all the time to do that, you can do that all in one fruit. That's rare.
Absolutely. It is. It's rare. And, you know, to your point, and I love this because people will come into my office and we just, you know, we grab, I just make sure I know in a very, very, very comprehensive sense, how the heck do people nourish themselves? And if, when I say that, if you look up diet in the dictionary, it means habitual nourishment. That means how as a habit do you nourish yourself? Okay. And so somebody who's actually really well-intended will start talking about their breakfast and guess this is, mm-hmm. I have a glass of orange juice, oatmeal, a banana, and a piece of toast. And my, all of a sudden I'm actually panicking. I'm starting to sweat and my heart is beating just because they said that, because I'm thinking about, okay, I am thinking about the sugar rush. I am thinking about, oh my gosh, orange juice, right? Juice, right? Boom, bam. It's, you might as well have hooked yourself up to an IV of dextrose, right? Mm-hmm. You've got orange juice there. You've got, sure, you've got oatmeal. That's good. But then you've got banana, high glycemic index, and then you've got a piece of toast. And so I'm like, as you say, it's like we've got to be able to slow that blood sugar entering in or processing right. and entering into the bloodstream down. So always with fat and protein is good. So kiwis actually, they offer this. And as I say, screw peeling them. I mean, maybe it sounds crazy to you and maybe you don't like the texture.
Oh, I'm ready to eat the brown. I just didn't know the fruit rule. I didn't know it was in with fruit rules.
But I don't,
it's funny what you know and don't know. I've been around nutrition for 20 years and I don't know you can't eat the brown part.
But I think maybe, I mean, I haven't died yet and I've been eating it for, like, I just like, well, screw it. And here's the thing. You have a caffeine-free, power-packed nutrient. So we're talking about good macronutrients, which are the carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. And then we're talking about micronutrients as well, okay? Mm-hmm. So we've got magnesium, potassium, vitamin C, yeah. your antioxidants, calcium. It's crazy. And here's the thing. People are like, yeah, I can't eat really well because I'm really busy. And, you know, I just have to grab something. Well, guess what? You can grab. I don't think that there's a more convenient food than a caffeine-free energy booster, like a little brown hairy fruit. Just grab it and go. Grab it and go. I mean, that's the best convenient fruit ever.
Yeah, and let's throw in something else here. We are having more and more problems eating healthy at a reasonable price. Because, my God, you go to some of these stores and you're around chemical-free food, but it is just costing you. You can get, at a very reasonable price, a bag of kiwis. It's not like when grapes are in season and you got to take down a small down payment to get them. I mean, it gets expensive.
No, yes.
Yes, it is. You know, you can only eat one a day and share it between the family because some of this fruit is getting really expensive. Kiwis generally are coming six to a bag at a very reasonable price in an organic type. And especially because if you're going to eat the skin, you'd really want to move more towards the organic as much as possible. But it's one of the really reasonable cost-effective things. And we're talking also about losing coffee. So if you go out for coffee or you're making it in the house, you're trading that cost off as well, which gets pretty expensive. Now, I think it's fantastic.
Well, and we're talking about
the idea of the natural nutrients.
Right, and we're talking about losing coffee in it because I think I interrupted myself because any amount of caffeine is going to bounce in your adrenal glands. And your adrenal glands, we talk about it in almost every segment that we do here on RadioMD.com. You can just click on RadioMD.com and go to those other segments because the adrenals, I bet you, 4 out of 5 segments that we do, they come up sometime.
Yep.
And I even tell myself, it's like if I'm feeling pretty good, but I have a chance to have, like when I was in New York, there's a coffee joint on every single, like every second building, right?
Seattle,
so I'm thinking, you know, it's like, hey, if I had the chance to pass it, I should, because that's a withdrawal for me, you know, because adrenal glands get bounced on by so many other things. I mean, I had to travel, I had to be places. I didn't need that bump. I didn't need that caffeine. I could have easily gone for a little brown hairy fruit. Don't make any other jokes, Dr. Weiss, about brown hairy fruits.
I will not, and I support our needs for brown hairy fruits, and I support our need, because as a cardiologist, I support our need to get away from caffeine. It's time.
It is time, absolutely. And guess what? It's your health and it ain't rocket science, and there are other things that you can do for amazing energy, caffeine-free, staying well at Radio MD.